第一章哦，第一章一开始的时候，他就先说，当我们落在百般的试炼当中，要怎么办？
In chapter 1, James starts to teach us what should we do when we fall into various trials.
我们早上也提到。
So this morning we talked about it.
要靠主喜乐，要祷告。
We need to rely on God to be joyful and pray.
然后接下去要忍耐。
After that, we must have patience.
因为忍耐才有办法成全完备，就是我们整个信仰才会变得更完全。
Because only through patience can faith become perfected.
好，然后要祷告。
We also must pray.
恒切祷告，不疑惑的祷告。
We must pray steadfastly without doubting.
然后看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节意思是说，你不要疑惑，只要凭信心求。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting.
信心要坚固，所以你不要变成心怀恶意的人。
Your faith must be steady. You should not be a double-minded person.
因为心怀恶意，你没有定见，就是不知道哪个是对的。
If you are double-minded, then you are unstable in all your ways, and you cannot discern what is right and wrong.
那表示说，在试炼当中的时候，真的要信心坚定的专心依靠神。
This tells us that when we are in trials, we need to have steadfast faith and constantly rely on God.
到第九节说，卑微的弟兄升高要喜乐。
Verse 9, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
第十节说，富足的降卑也要如此，也就是也要喜乐了。
Verse 10, but the rich in his humiliation, meaning that when the rich are humiliated, he must also rejoice.
不管是卑微升高，还是富足降卑，都要喜乐。
Whether you are exalted or humiliated, you must always rejoice.
那为什么要这样？
Why do we need to do that?
因为其实你今天不管富足降卑，其实这个都是暂时的而已，这是一个过程，那不是最终的结果了。
Because today, whether you are exalted or humiliated, that is just part of the process. That is not the end result.
所以这个就是提到说，我们要时常喜乐了。
So this reminds us that we must rejoice always.
然后后面他提到这个要忍受试探啊。忍受试炼。
The next section says we have to endure temptation.
我们下一节再继续。
We'll continue in the next session.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，继续学习雅各书。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of James.
昨天我们谈到第一章，当我们落在试炼中的时候。
Yesterday, we were talking about in chapter 1, what to do when we fall into various trials.
我们前两天已经把一些重要的概论跟雅各书一些特色都讲过了。
Over the past few days, we have gone over the introduction, the major concepts, and important characteristics of the book of James.
那我们现在来学习这个每一章里面的一些重要道理。
So now we're going to study some of the major teachings from each chapter.
第一章从第二节到第十二节是特别讲到有关于试炼的问题或试探。
So in chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 12, it's talking about temptations.
Temptation, 对 ，trial 啊。那第二节说落在百般试炼中，要以为大喜乐，所以要在这个试炼中要靠主喜乐的。
So in verse 2 it says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. We need to rely on God to rejoice in trials.
那这个是在祷告上 要求神给我们力量的。
And we need to ask God to strengthen us in prayer.
这很不容易，因为这是在好像在火炼当中。
And this is not easy because the trials are like being burned in fire.
但是神他不会做错事。
But God never makes mistakes.
他让我们在试炼中总是有意思。
God always has a reason why he allows us to go into trials.
他就是最后让我们成为完全。
The reason is that God wants to make us perfect in the end.
所以这当中需要忍耐，那也要学习明白神的旨意。
Therefore, during this time, we need to have patience and understand, learn to understand the will of God.
所以 那个罗马书第五章啊，就特别提到说，其实我们要把它当作这是神给我们的荣耀哈。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 5, it actually says that we need to treat these trials as the glory that God gives us.
就是不会觉得很羞耻，不要把这个落到患难当中觉得是羞耻的事。
We should not treat these trials as something shameful.
那这是在罗马书五章第三节说。
And this is in Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难会生忍耐啊。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
那这个欢欢喜喜哈，欢欢喜喜的哈，其实这就是在患难当中你会觉得很荣耀。这是本来它的意思就是这个意思，就是希腊文就是这个意思的。
Therefore, when it says count it all joy, it actually also means that we need to glory in our tribulations.
你不会觉得说，我怎么信耶稣信到这个地步了？
We should not think, how come I have believed in Jesus Christ and I turn out like this?
那是因为有时候我们把信主哈，我们会得到祝福，都只有把它放在地面上的好处而已。
The reason why we might think this way is because we think that all of the blessings that come from believing in Jesus are only from this world.
那如果是这样的话，其他宗教信仰他们拜的神哈。有时候甚至魔鬼也会 给人好处啊，你去那个买彩券有可能会中啊。
If that is the case, then Christianity is no different than other religions, because if you worship other gods or even Satan, they could give you benefits in this world.
最近那个他们买彩券的人，加州有一个人中了差不多$20 billion，一个人赌的$2 billion，跑。Powerball.
Oh, okay. So, if you most recently the Powerball lottery was $2.1 billion.
啊，那你说那个这个钱，这个人得去的是祝福还是灾祸？你自己想想看。
So, if someone buys the lottery ticket and they win the Powerball, do you think that is a blessing or a curse?
啊，那其实这么多财富，这个人。哇，其实真的很凄惨。
Actually,
你可以看到他很糟糕，接下来很其实不好。
Actually, if someone suddenly wins this much money, their end will probably be very bad.
但是一开始的时候，很多人恭贺他，高兴呢。
At first, when he wins, everyone's very happy and they congratulate him.
我们信耶稣人会不会这样想？说哦，得到那么多好。那么多财富，好高兴，神祝福。
As Christians, would we also think that? Would we say, "Oh, congratulations, God has blessed you"?
今年主耶稣给我们的祝福绝对不会加上忧虑。
But Jesus said that whatever blessings God gives us, He will not add any sorrow with it.
所以箴言十章二十二节才特别强调说，神给的富足不会加上忧虑的，你不会有什么副作用。
In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.It says that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. So there are no side effects to God's blessing.
所以我们今天在主里面得到的祝福和富足要超越，是不能够只是看物质上的来判断。
So today, when we are thinking about God's blessings, we need to look beyond the material world. We should not judge based on material blessings.
一样啊，所以在患难当中，也不能够把它当作哇，我这样是很羞耻，我信耶稣。照理说应该很顺，什么都要很好，怎么会，觉得好像比没有信的人还糟糕？那我信耶稣好像讲不出话来说我是主的门徒。
And so in the same way of thinking, when we fall into various trials, we should not feel ashamed and feel speechless, cannot explain why we are Christians.
其实这个就是一种熬炼，就是试炼，就是要让我们更完美。
We should not think that these are all bad, but these are actually tests that are meant to make us better, to become perfect.
这当中啊，第五节他提到说，应当要祷告求主，他让我们可以了解，就是要有智慧。
In verse 5, it says that we need to pray to God to help us understand and to grant us wisdom.
所以要恒切祷告。
That's why it says we must pray steadfastly.
然后要有信心，这个我们在祷告会讲过的。第六节说要凭着信心求，不要疑惑。
And we need to have faith. We talked about this during the prayer session in verse 6. We must pray with faith and not have doubts.
好，那个第九节。
Verse 9.
好，第九节，他说，卑微的弟兄升高要喜乐，富足的降卑也要这样。
Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation.
就是富足或者是卑微，升高，比如说你是很感觉是很高贵跟很卑微，这都是暂时的。
In this world, whether we are of high status or low status is temporary.
当然，卑微的升高要喜乐。
So if the lowly are exalted, of course we can rejoice.
那这个喜乐其实就是荣耀。
And this rejoicing is glory.
那跟所以我们现在都认为说，如果我很顺的时候很荣耀，当然很自然啊。但是如果很苦难当中，你就不会把它当成荣耀了。反过来很会觉得很羞耻，这个就有问题，这要修正的。
Today, when everything is going very smoothly, we're successful, of course we rejoice and feel glory. But when we become humiliated or we are failing, it's hard for us to be joyful. Instead, we feel very ashamed. However, this should not be the case.
因为第十节说，富足的降卑也该这样，也要喜乐，也要以为荣耀了。
Because it says that the rich should also glory in his humiliation.
好，因为这里面有神的旨意。
Because in this there is the will of God.
好，那现在看一下《创世纪》五十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
书签要放在雅各书啊，等一下会看回来的。
Let's put our bookmark in James so we can flip back to it.
创世纪五十章，十九节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 19.
这是约瑟他讲的话。
This is what Joseph said.
他最后跟他的兄弟说，他很明白神的旨意，所以他觉得，他当初会遇到这些患难，有神的美意。
He said to his brothers that he was able to understand the will of God. So when he was initially sold by his brothers, that was actually the good will of God.
约瑟经历许多苦难，那甚至冤屈，然后。又被人家遗忘，他如果想一想，他的遭遇也是很苦啊。
Joseph went through many kinds of sufferings. He was betrayed, he was slandered, he was put into prison, so he had a very bitter life.
在那个时间在进行的当下，他当时也不知道为什么会遇到这些事，怎么会被这样对待啊。
And while all of these trials were happening, he also did not understand why they were happening.
但是等到这个神的计划一个一个这个进行，然后显明了以后，他就明白了。他说：“哦，原来神是这样子来拯救众人的性命的。”所以他就很顺服啊，他不敢有任何报复的心态对他的兄弟们。
But after God's plan gradually unfolded and he saw the purpose of all of these trials, then he understood and he was willing to submit to God. He dared not to take vengeance on his brothers.
所以神的意思原是好的。
So God meant it for good.
今天我们在患难当中试炼中，神的意思原是好的。
Today when we fall into various trials, God means it for good.
那这个时候只有在经历过人才会知道的。
But only after we endure the trial to its conclusion do we understand it.
所以信仰有时候是我们每一个人跟神的关系，在这个过程当中我们体会了，那我们明白，那外边的人可能看不懂啊，那无所谓。
So when we are in various trials, it actually has to do with our own relationship with God. We have to go through it to learn what God wants to teach us. However, people outside, they may not understand us, but that's okay.
让经历过人就看到神的恩典跟神的安排，我们会很感谢。
The one who is going through the trial, once they come out of it, they will experience God's grace and see God's good arrangements, and they will be joyful.
好，那雅各书一章的第十节、十一节，他这里提到这个草上的花那些美容一下子而已，太阳一出来，严厉的环境一来就消失了，枯萎了。
In James chapter 1 verse 11, it says that the flower of the field will bloom for a short time, but then when the heat comes, it will wither and fall away.
第十一节特别提到那个富足的人，在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。
So in verse 11 it says, the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits.
我们在读雅各书的时候，你要看到他对这个富足的人特别警告。
We see in the book of James that he especially warns the rich.
我们不是都在追求富足嘛，对不对？
Are we not all pursuing wealth?
你看很多年轻人拼命读书，为什么？以后要很高的收入，高薪住豪宅，开好车，穿名牌的，享受美食。
Why do some youth study so hard in school? It's because they are trying to get a high-paying job so they can have a high salary, have a luxurious house, buy a luxury car, wear luxury clothes, to live a luxurious life.
但是这些其实都很快就过去了。
However, all these things will quickly pass away.
这些的付出，世界上的这些富足其实不会长久。
The wealth of the world will not last very long.
有时候就说你看。那个股票上上下下，那个这个时候你又赚多少钱了？财务累积多少？好像觉得很富足，其实那是空，那只是一个数字而已啊。
Some people watch the stocks very intently as it goes up and down, and they are always calculating how much wealth they have. But actually, that is just a number. It's all vanity.
真正的富足是在我们的心里面。我们如果真的有平安、有盼望的人，才是真的。
True riches are in our heart. It is to have peace and hope in our heart.
第五章雅各书第五章第一节。
James chapter 5 verse 1.
他说一句话。
He said.
他说，哎呀，你们这些富足的人应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上了。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you.
那其实这个就是在回应他第一章已经先说了，其实富足的人。他好像很顺很美很让人羡慕。其实这些很快就过去的，他这些拥有的一切，其实即将消失，很快了。
This verse echoes what James already said in chapter 1. When we look at the rich, they seem to be very powerful and living a very luxurious and they enjoy their life. However, these things will pass away very quickly.
只是在世界上的富足，这个都不长久。
Any kind of wealth in the world will not last long.
真正让我们有盼望的，应该是属天的，因为是永远不衰残的才是有价值嘛。
What we should truly hope for is our inheritance in heaven, because that will never corrupt or fade away.
哥林多后书第四章十六节到十八节这一段就是在讲这个，我们肉体一天一天毁坏但是我们要存着那个。一个盼望就是天上那个永存的，不会改变的，神是给我们那个永恒的这个天国。哥林多后书四章十六节十八节这一段。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16-18 is talking about this, that our physical body is perishing every day, so we have to look towards the things which are eternal, which will not pass away.
就是我们真的有永生盼望的人看到。这些世界上的一切即将要过去，我们不会觉得恐慌了，因为永远的荣耀就是在神那里的稳定，而且你是很有把握将即将拥有。
For those of us who have hope of eternal life, we will not be afraid when we see the things of the world passing away, but we will have joy because we know that our inheritance is sure and everlasting.
好，那雅各书一章十二节。这一段他接下去就开始他在讲说忍受试探的人有福。
Then in James chapter 1 verse 12, James continues to say, Blessed is the man who endures temptation.
那这个试探跟这个前面那个试炼其实同一个字，双重意思的。
The word for temptation is actually the same as the word for trial, so it has two meanings.
那如果试探的话，就是从可能从我们自己肉体，可能从恶者来的。
Temptations come from our flesh or from the evil one.
但是试炼，我们知道是从神来的，要除去我们杂质的。
But trials come from God in order to remove our impurities.
所以他说，能够忍耐的人最后是有福。
So it says that blessed is the man who endures temptation.
因为经过试验以后，他就要得到生命的冠冕。
Because afterwards, when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
那是神应许要给那个爱他的人所得到的。
Which the Lord has promised to those who love Him.
这个就是主他总是有应许，他给我们经历一件事情，后面一定有祝福。
God always promises us that once we endure trials or temptations, He will bless us afterwards.
那 这个通常也都是在明白神的旨意、啊、更认识这位主之后我们所得到的信心。
And this is the faith that we have after we come to know God better.
这个生命的冠冕是这个肉体的生命结束之后你要得到的、啊、不是吗？
This crown of life is the reward that we can receive after we are finished with this life.
那这也是盼望，所以盼望就是现在你还看不到，但是你要有那个信心已经看得到，所以盼望就是要等待。
Hope is hoping for things that we do not see. So we need to have faith and wait for that thing that we do not yet see.
好，所以我们这次的主题要过一个有盼望的生活。
This year our theme is a life of hope.
那我们的盼望最后是领受生命的冠冕。
Our hope is to receive the crown of life.
那要领受你一定要坚持到最后才可以啦。
To receive the crown of life, you must endure till the end.
所以这个天国旅程一定要坚持走到底。
In this journey of faith, we have to endure and walk all the way to the end.
爱神的人会遵守诫命。
Those who love God will keep his commandments.
爱神的人他会想要亲近神。
Those who keep his commandments will want to draw near to God.
那爱神的人也才会真的成为神的朋友，而且明白他的旨意。
And those who love God will become God's friends and understand His will.
最后一定是得到福气，不会失望。
If we do that, then in the end we definitely will receive God's blessings and we will not be disappointed.
好，所以在百般的试炼当中，我们其实是靠主得胜，我们靠主可以拥有这个盼望。
So when we fall into various trials, if we rely on God, that is how we can be victorious and receive the promises.
好，下一页。
Next slide.
十三节以后。
Starting from verse 13.
到十八节这一段是我们要胜过试探。
From verse 13 to 18, it talks about how we must be victorious over temptation.
那这个试探就是从我们个人的肉体。
These temptations come from our own flesh.
那这一段里面特别提到第十三节说，他说人如果被试探，不可以说是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不会试探人。
13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
恶者他用尽各种方法，就是要破坏神的救恩呢。
The evil one uses many different ways to destroy God's plan of salvation.
那所谓的试探基本上就是恶意，就是那个动机不好。
A temptation comes from ill will.
就好像魔鬼要试探人，这样魔鬼试探耶稣嘛。
It is an evil motivation, just like how Satan tempts man or how Satan tempted Jesus.
他就是要让主耶稣在饥饿的这种状况底下，嘿，他做些事情是违背神的。他所讲的话就是圣经上所讲的话， 那最后他就不能够成全救恩了。他的目标就是要破坏神的救恩了。
Satan tempted Jesus while he was hungry to do things that were against the words of God. And if he did that, then he would not be able to fulfill the plan of salvation and Satan would destroy the work of salvation.
动机不好。
So the motivation is evil.
但是神试炼我们，他的动机是好的，是为我们好的。
However, when God puts us in a trial, his motivation is good. It's for our good.
好，所以这里讲的神不试探人哈。So, 就是神对我们人所存的意念都是平安的意念，好的意念。
So when it says that God does not tempt anyone, it means that God's motivation in everything he does is always for our good to bring us peace.
我们自己写进去，耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
主说。我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
这一节讲得很清楚。
So this verse says very clearly.
所以神不会试探人，神他对人，对他所爱的人，他的意念永远都是要为了让我们好。
God never tempts anyone. His thoughts towards us are always for our good and for our peace.
好，那看回来。雅各书一章十四节，他接下去说，我们个人如果被试探，是被自己的私意牵引诱惑的。
James chapter 1, verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
试探哈，其实最主要来自我们自己的肉体和我们自己的欲望。
Fundamentally, temptations come from our flesh and our desires.
那个他说私欲会牵引诱惑，这什么意思啊？
What does it mean when it says that our desires will draw us away and entice us?
就是他以后有个希望，他就是好像那个钓鱼哈，那个饵哈，它在那边流动哈，然后引起你的注意啊，然后你就会想要去咬它哈，这个时候你就一咬就上钩了嘛，这个叫做诱惑。
It's just like fishing. You put some bait on the hook, and then the bait might move around the water. It catches the attention of the fish, and when the fish bites it, then you pull and you catch it.
那鱼如果一被那个饵诱惑上钩了，死定了。
If the fish takes the bait, then it is doomed.
啊，当然，现在有些人钓鱼钓一钓，钓上来之后好玩，就把它放回去，它还活着，那看谁钓了。
Of course, there are some people who like to fish for fun, and so they catch the fish, but then they put it back, and it's still alive.
我们在座的，你去钓鱼，你钓到鱼会把它再放回去吗？
But for you, if you catch a fish, will you put it back?
我在想，大部分人钓上来都是把它宰了吃的。
I think most people, if they catch a fish, they will kill it and eat it.
他如果被脑中钓到，死定了。
So if it's
被啊亚洲人哦。钓鱼都是有目的的，你不会只是钓鱼好玩啊，你钓鱼一定要吃它嘛。
I think most Asians would, if an Asian catches a fish, the fish is doomed because most Asians have a purpose in fishing.
但有的人他们像一般人，有的人他不喜欢吃鱼，他是喜欢钓鱼啊，他就钓一钓，就把它放回去。那这个鱼是 lucky 的。
But some people they don't like to eat fish, so they just fish for fun. They throw the fish back, and the fish is very lucky.
所以欲望像一个饵哈，欲望像一个那个要让你上钩。其实欲望到最后。都会带来灾难的、啊，这样。
So these temptations are just like the bait, and they are trying to get you to bite the hook, and in the end, it will be a disaster.
为什么说年轻人他的欲望比较高、哦、
？Why is it that young people have more desire?
老人就比较没有什么欲望了。
And then the elderly have less desire.、
哦、所以那个。欲望这个东西跟我们肉体有关，它跟你的年纪有关系的。
So it means that the desire is related to your flesh and in your age.
所以犯罪的人大部分都是年轻力盛的时候。
Most people commit sin when they are in their youth.
老人家如果为什么今天教会受洗对老人家有时候比较松啊，十大伎俩没有很轻，没关系啊。他如果生活稳定，很单纯的，就给他洗礼的。
And so today, when we are considering applicants for baptism, we might be more lenient towards those who are elderly, as long as they have a very stable life and they basically understand the truth, and we can baptize them.
因为犯罪的几率比较小。
Because
不是说没有，但是比较少，相对的。
The risk of them committing sin is much smaller. It's still there, but it's much smaller.
但是年轻人这个就很多的诱惑。
However, as for youth, there are a lot of temptations.
那所以，如果我们是因为被私欲牵引、诱惑犯罪的，真的是很不值得了。
If we are truly drawn away by our desires and then we commit sin, it's really not worth it.
所以有的时候，那个老人家他回想他过去年轻的时候所做的事，很后悔，但是已经来不及了。
For the elderly, sometimes they reflect back on their life and all the mistakes that they made when they were young. They are very regretful, but it's already too late.
所以为什么说有时候年轻人要眼睛看远一点，就是要有智慧，就是看久一点的事情，他做选择的时候会比较谨慎，他不会很冲动。
We advise the youth to look farther and to think of the future because that will help them to be more wise and not to make impulsive choices.
那也事实上是需要有信心，那这当中也需要。他们要经常跟那个年老的人有一些互动，他才知道那生活最后会有什么现象、啊。
This requires faith, and it also requires the young people to spend more time with the older people so that they can learn from their experience.
我们现在教会的生活里面，很自然的就分那个年轻人跟老年人哦。
In our church life,
分出年纪其实不太好。
Sorry, in our church life, we tend to divide ourselves based on our age, and it's very natural, but it's actually not very good.
因为你年轻人，他都有他自己的想法，他没有跟老人家在一起，他不知道说你有一天也会像这样子，
Because if the young people spend all their time together, they do not know what the older people's experience is like. They don't realize they might one day become like them. They'll forget.
那老人家他的经验，他如果年轻人去问他，他就会跟他讲。
But the elderly have more experience, and so if the youths ask them, they can share.
有讲就有差了。
When they share, it makes a big difference.
我们在座已经都中年人以上的，你就知道说，其实很多的时候欲望真的随着年纪越来越少。
For those of us who are middle age and above, we know that as we continue to advance in age, our desires decrease.
那中国以前古人家也说啊，老人戒之在德，就是那个年纪大了哈，欲望不一样的方向了，要小心。
But there's a saying that when we are older, our desires also change direction. So
年轻人的时候，他欲望通常都是肉体的享受。
For most youth, their desires are from the lusts of the flesh.
但是老的时候就想要拥有，因为他没有安全感，他想一直拥有很多。
But as we grow older, our desire shifts to desiring more
possessions. 因为想到我没有什么能力再去赚很多钱了嘛。
Because we feel less secure, and we also are not able to earn as much money.
所以年纪大的时候，有时候欲望如果我们没有从圣经学习，我们的欲望会转成另外一个，其实也说明我们灵性没有成长。
And so as we get older, our desires will change to a different direction, and we will want more possessions. And if this happens, it means that our faith is still immature.
那个提摩太前后书又说，那个老年妇人小心不要讲谗言。
In 1 and 2 Timothy, it warns the older sisters, the older women, to avoid gossiping.
也就是说，那个欲望有时候会转移到另外一个方向去。
So their desire has shifted to a different direction.
哎，东家长西家短，西家短，然后讲了一大堆有的没有的。
They like to talk a lot and spread gossip.
然后有时候对什么事情都不满意。
And they're always dissatisfied with things.
那这个其实都跟这个私欲有关系的。
This also is related to desires.
你现在看第十五节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 15.
私欲，他说，怀胎会生出罪，罪长成就会生出死。
Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
所以通常都是一开始一点点。
So at first, in the beginning, it's always very small.
然后那个欲望就越来越大。
But then the desire grows.
一样啊，你那个本来一开始哦，都是小小的一点点就好，但是后来慢慢，你就会胃口越大了。
At first we just desire a few things, but then gradually our appetite increases.
在圣经里面讲到这个古圣徒犯罪的基本当中一开始都是小事而已。
Whenever the Bible talks about how the ancient saints, those who sinned, it was always from a small desire.
你看大卫犯罪，从他眼睛看到，他想要。
If we look at how King David sinned, first he looked and then he desired.
然后他就任凭他这个欲望一直扩张，最后他就真的是犯大罪。
And he allowed this desire to grow within him until he eventually committed sin.
亚干他犯罪，他也是看到这些衣服、这些金银，他觉得很好，想要拥有。
And Achan also, he saw the beautiful garments and the gold and the silver, and he desired it.
犹大也是这样。
And same thing with Judas.
所以这个私欲就是你一个欲望，你如果没有节制它，最后就是死亡了，这是必然的。
So this verse tells us that if we have desire and we do not control it, eventually it will lead to death.
那怎么办
？So what shall we do?
十六节，我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错。
Verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
他告诉我们要怎么样胜过这些私欲试探。
James tells us how to overcome our desires.
他第十七节说，美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
好，那表示说，今天我们要认定神，其实所有的好处，真正的恩典跟祝福是从神来的。
This verse tells us that we need to understand God, and we need to understand that every good and perfect gift comes from God Himself.
就好像婚姻一样，婚姻呢？
Just like for marriage.
婚姻，他们要得到祝福的是，你不能够只是一直看到表面这个外貌。
For a marriage to be blessed, you cannot only look at its outward
appearance. 不能看到对方，他是很富有，他很会赚钱，或是他有什么遗产。
we should not look for a future spouse that is just very wealthy or has a lot of possessions.
反正你若看外表，到最后都失望了。
If you only judge based on appearance, you'll be disappointed at the end.
而是他这个人有没有真的有信仰，有没有神？
You need to evaluate whether this person truly has faith, has God.
那我们今天在世上生活也是一样啊。
Today, when we live in the world,
我们追求的，如果不是从神来的那个祝福哈，你像光是地上的，一下子就没有了。
If we are not pursuing the blessings that come from God, but only the blessings from the world, they shall eventually disappear.
认定神。
We need to
有神就有一切。
We need to understand God, and we need to have God, because if we have God, we have everything.
神从天上倒福气给我们哦，装不完。
When God pours out His blessings upon us from heaven, it will overflow.
然后第十八节，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初始的果子。
Verse 18, of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures.
就是神他主耶稣他现在救赎我们之后哈，他是用真道生我们，我们是重生的人呢。
After Jesus saved us, he has caused us to be reborn by His word of truth.
我们要了解我们现在在基督里面的身份哦，我们现在是有救恩、有永生的人。
We have to know our status in Christ. We have to know that we are people who have been saved.
所以要持守，要好好的把它抓住、抓紧，不要让它失去了。
So we need to guard it and not lose it.
哦，要。像犹大叔说的哈，犹大叔，我们这次也有在读犹大叔。
So just like in the book of Jude，
犹大叔二十节哈
，Verse 20，
跟二十一节
，And 21，
看一下这一节。
Let's read these verses。
犹大叔
，Book of Jude，
二十一节就好了。
21。
哦。二十一节说，要保守自己藏在神的爱里面，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
你不能够拿任何东西去换，把永生把它换出去了。
We cannot trade eternal life for anything else.
所以这个今天如果我们读圣经我们会被提醒，我们会小心。
Today, if we read the Bible, then we will be reminded and we must be vigilant.
好，那今天这个世界上有很多东西啊，每天都在变动啊。有时候我们如果没有小心哦，心就被牵引过去了。
In this world,
眼光就不一样。
In this world, there are many things that keep changing, and if we are not careful, our hearts shall be drawn away by them, and our eyes will be set on them.
要仰望基督。
But we must look towards Christ.
在这个试探里面有一个因素，就是我们旁边的人。
While we are in temptations, an important factor is the people around us.
有时候我们人会跟人家比较。
Sometimes we will compare ourselves with others.
别人怎么样，那我要怎样？
If this happens to that person, I want it.
别人有什么，那我应该也要有。
If someone has something, I should have it too.
没完没了。所以如果会比较攀比的最后一定落入试探里。
So if we are always comparing ourselves with others, then it's more easy for us to fall into temptation.
要仰望耶稣基督。
But instead, we need to look to Jesus Christ.
神给每一个人的祝福不一样。
What God has given to each person is different.
那个人能够拥有的东西，你不见得能够拥有，因为你可能会被压死。
What that person has, you may not be able to have because it might crush you.
好，现在看第二章。
So let's look at chapter 2.
下一页。
Next page.
不是第一章的下一段哈，十九节到二十七节。
Sorry, the next section of chapter one, verse 19 to 27.
行道的人才是蒙福的人。
Only those who obey the word can be blessed.
这一段雅各书第一章最出名的那一句话就是那个我的亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所当知道的，对不对？个人要快快听，慢慢说，慢慢动怒。
So one of the most famous verses in James chapter 1 is, My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
他这里提到说那个要听道才会行道，就是道理是一定要先明白听到了以后你把它行出来啊。
You have to first hear the word and understand it before you can put it into action.
听道理很重要。
So hearing the word is very important.
像我们刚才查好圣经希伯来书第六章嘛。
So just like in our Bible study earlier of Hebrews chapter 6.
但是他第五章最后他特别提到说，我们要 吃灵粮，要熟练着你的道理。
In the end of chapter 5, it says that we need to eat solid food and become skilled in the words of righteousness.
那才真的会做成得救的功夫。
And then we can fulfill the work of salvation.
所以听道理很重要的。
So hearing the word is very important.
我们今天许多弟兄姐妹我们如果平常没有在自我灵修你就只有安息日来这边听一篇道理，太少。
For many brothers and sisters, if we only come to attend Sabbath service and we do not have our own personal cultivation at home, that is not enough.
所以平常我们读圣经祷告，一定还有这样听道理。
And so, in our normal life, we need to pray, read the Bible, and also listen to sermons.
现在我们的那个资源实在是很丰富你现在不管你用手机、用平板，你只要有空，你只要上教会的网站去，你随时都可以听到道理，听到见证。
Nowadays, we have so many resources. You can go on your smartphone, on your tablets, and you can find all kinds of sermons and testimonies on our church websites.
信心是从听道理开始。
Faith starts from hearing the word.
然后读在读神的话，自己在读，好的去思想。
And then we need to read the words of God and meditate on it to digest.
然后去把它做出来。
And then we have to put it into
action. 所以听到不可以忽略。
So we should not neglect hearing the word of God.
以前早期的时候生活简单很多人他们都是每天都听道理，都聚会。现在没有这个条件了。
In the past, life was simpler, and so sometimes they could have service every day, and they would listen to the word of God all the time.
但是今天因为很方便，所以我们随时都可以听，所以我们至少要求自己，我每一天每一个礼拜一定要多听几篇道理。
Nowadays, it's a little harder, but because the information is so easily accessible, we need to put in the effort, try to listen to a few sermons every day.
这个叫做快快听。
This is what it means to be swift to hear.
因为你想要饥渴慕义。
Because you are thirsting after it.
你听了才能说。
After you hear, then you can speak.
所以以赛亚书说要求神给我们受教者的耳朵，让我们知道怎么说去传，去安慰人。
Therefore, in Isaiah, the prophet prays that the Lord will give him the ear of the learned, so that he will know how to speak, to exhort, and to comfort people.
所以快快听，才会慢慢说。
So after we are swift to hear, then we can be slow to speak.
慢慢动怒。
And be slow to wrath.
然后第二十节特别说，人的怒气不能成就神的义。
Verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
那表示说，听道理，快快听之后，你可以控制你的情绪。
This means that after we are swift to hear the word of God, we will be able to control our emotions.
因为这个道理，生命的道理，它会救我们的灵魂，它是让我们的生命丰盛，让我们得到提升。
This word of life is able to save our souls and to give us abundant life.
那第二十一节说
，Verse 21，
我们现在要把那个心地变成温柔，把那个污秽跟淫欲的邪恶把它除掉。
Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word.
其实简单的说，就是用谦卑的态度去听道理。
Simply put, we need to listen to the words of God with a humble heart.
要谦卑的用谦卑的态度去领受，然后去行道理。
We need to receive the word humbly and then put it into action.
那这样子才是真的可以得福。
And only then can we truly be blessed.
因为如果只是听。那接下去他就讲，你听没有去行，就好像你照镜子照一照，知道自己脏了，但是没有改变，还是一样啊。
And the rest of the passage says that if we only hear the word but we do not do it, then it's just like we look at ourselves in the mirror and it's very dirty, but we don't do anything about it.
好，所以下一页。
So next slide.
二十二节到二十五节，行道理人才真正蒙福的，不是只有停留在听道理而已。
Only those who do the word are blessed, not only those who hear.
不要自欺的，不要以为我听道理，我知道很多知识就好了，不可以这样子。
Do not deceive ourselves, thinking that I know a lot of the words of God.
行道理就是真正改变生活。
Those who do the word have truly transformed their lives.
所以行道通常都是你要读经，要祷告。
And so to do the word, you have to read the Bible and pray.
要长进。
You need to grow.
那有行，这个才有根基。
If you do the word, then you have a foundation.
所以二十五节最后他讲的那个得福，在他所行的事上必然蒙福。
So in verse 25 it says, this one will be blessed in what he does.
所以真正的福气是你在行出来的时候，你体验了，那神也 也按照我们的信心所做的 来成就。
So true blessing is when it occurs in the process of putting God's words into action, and we see how God allows us to experience Him, experience His blessings.
啊，弟兄姐妹很多这样的体验啊。
So brothers and sisters have had many experiences
like
this.
好，我们现在先停在这里来默祷。
Thank God we finish here. Let's pray in silence.
慢。奉主耶稣圣名，继续学习雅各书。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of James.
今天是要来从第二章开始。
Today we'll start in chapter 2.
第一章最后有一个经文我们常常用的就是26节27节。
In chapter 1, at the end, there are some verses that we often use.
那也是一个提醒。
Verses 26 and 27, these are reminders for us.
前面一章。
Please go back one slide.
对，这里有一个真实的虔诚。
Here it talks about pure and undefiled religion.
虔诚有的人是表面的。
Some people are only reverent.Superficially,
就是给人家看的。
Meaning that they are reverent so that other people can see them.
但是这样的虔诚基本上在神眼中是空的。
But to God, this kind of reverence is in vain.
有人是用虔诚做得好处的一种途径而已。
Some people use reverence as a strategy to gain some benefits.
他们真正在意的是自己的肚腹，就是自己的好处，在腓立比书里面这样说。
What they actually care about is feeding their own stomach and getting their own benefits, as it says in Philippians.
有许多人，他们是用宗教来敛财，或者是谋取个人的好处的。
And some people use religion to build their relationships with other people.
但是在神眼中，真正的虔诚是。这里所说的。
However, a true religion and reverence in God's eyes is stated here.
真正虔诚的人不会是欺哄自己，就是不会自我欺骗的。
Those who have true religion do not deceive themselves.
所以二十六节里面有一个他说，如果有人自以为虔诚，不勒住舌头，是欺哄自己的心，他这个虔诚是虚的。
Verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
表示说这个虔诚最直接的就是在自己的言语上，每天跟人家对话里。
So this tells us that religion is actually found in our daily interactions and conversations with people.
勒住舌头表示说你可以控制你的脾气，然后你会小心你讲出去的话，因为话讲出去就说不回来了。
To bridle our tongue means that we control our words and we control our temper. We do not say things rashly because once we say the words, they cannot be taken back.
那这个最大的考验其实就在你可能要那个情况让你不高兴，就是你可能要发脾气，或者是你即将要生气的时候。
And the best time to practice this and to reflect on ourselves is at the moment when we are about to get angry.
就好像做父母亲的，平常孩子如果听话，当然对他都很好啊。夫妻相处如果什么都很顺，那不会有什么问题啊。
For example, when our children are very obedient, then usually the parents are not angry, or when the husband and wife are getting along very well, then everything is fine.
但是如果孩子他的表现不合你意，或者是配偶他现在在你眼前表现出来的就是让你生气，这个时候你要勒住舌头就是考验了。
But when something happens and our children are disobedient or our spouse does something that upsets us, then this becomes a trial of whether we can bridle our tongues.
通常如果没有真的灵修自己的人， 嘴巴很容易就讲出不好的话，甚至会讲出咒诅的话。
If we do not cultivate ourselves on a daily basis, then when we become angry, it's very easy to say strong and hurtful words. We might even curse.
那这个咒诅的话，最后都会成就，不要忘记哦。你讲出去的话，可能会说真的这样子。
Curses can come to pass, so we have to be very careful that what we say might actually happen.
所以我们要常常说造就人的好话，说感谢的话。
Therefore, we ought to say words that are edifying, that are good, and that show gratitude.
这道理大家都知道。
We all know this teaching.
但是就是在那个关键时刻，常常舌头管不了，就坏话就讲出去了。
But very often at the crucial moment, we are unable to control our tongues, and so we say some bad words.
所以等一下第三章就会讲到完全人，就是他可以控制舌头的。
Therefore, in chapter 3, it talks about how the perfect man is able to control his tongue.
虔诚一定最先表现在每一天的讲话上面，言语上。
True religion is demonstrated in our daily interactions and conversations.
然后27节说，在神我们父面前清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
简单的说，你这个虔诚一定会有爱心。
Basically, it means that your true religion will show love.
就是会有怜悯心啊，关怀那些真的可怜的。
You will be compassionate and take care of the needy.
那可怜的啊，其实有时候不是只是那个一时之间物质的帮助而已啊。
To take care of the needy doesn't always mean that you just take care of their physical needs for one day.
那我们要对这些孤儿寡妇哈，那可怜的同龄啊，先付出爱心的。
We need to really show our love to the widows and orphans and our brethren who are in need.
要想到他们的需要了。
We need to think about what they need.
就好像今天如果教会有一个家庭，这个亲人过世，如果是家里有小孩的妈妈过世了，或者是一个家庭里面这个做父亲的这个经济的支柱突然之间没有了，那这个家庭就落在患难中了嘛。
For example, if there's a family in church that suddenly has someone pass away, for example, the mother passes away, or the father, who is the breadwinner, passes away, then this family will truly fall into distress.
那个小孩子如果没有妈妈照顾，或者是这个妈妈要工作没有时间照顾小孩，那我们说你要关心他是怎么关心法？
So if the children have no mother, or if the mother needs to work to support the family and cannot take care of the children, then what is the best way to help this family?
就是给他一些钱吗？
Is it enough to just give them money?
钱不是重点。
Money is not what's most important.
而是这个孩子可能在家里根本没有人作伴，他可能下课回到家空的，这个孩子就只能从头到尾一直看电视。
What could be happening is that the children or the child comes home and there's no one else at home, and so they don't do anything except watch the TV.
所以看顾的意思应该是说，会想知道说这个孩子的成长，他的需求。如果这个时候有一些有爱心的妈妈把这个孩子接到自己的家里面去照顾他，然后陪他，然后让他有一个家的温暖，这个孩子长大就不一样。
And so to take care of a child means that we have to consider what they really need. In this case, if some loving mothers in the church are willing to take in this child to their home to create a warm and nurturing environment for them, then we can imagine how much better this child's life would be.
那这个又不能够只有单独一个家庭做，一定要一群人一起做才不会有问题。
Also, this work cannot be done by just one family, but there needs to be a group of people working together to be successful.
所以看顾患难当中的孤儿寡妇不是个体，而是整个教会要一起去做。
So when it says to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, that is not just for individuals to do, but it's for the entire church to do together.
这个叫做真实的爱心，而且是有实际行动的。
This is true love with practical actions.
不是说只是为他祷告而已。
So it's not only praying for them.
而是会想到他真的这个整个家庭他的需要，我们能够做什么？
But we have to think about what does this entire family need and what can we do for them.
这是为什么罗马书十三章说我们要常常以为亏欠是在什么地方，就是爱心，我们的爱心做得不够好。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 13, it says that we ought to owe no one anything except to love one another. We should always think that we could love others more.
那我们整个教会要怎样把这个道理实践得更完整？
How can the church manifest the words of God more perfectly?
当有这样的爱心表现出来的时候，这个孩子他就很感动，他其实会被保守在教会，他不会离开的，因为他感受到很多同龄的爱心。
When this child experiences so much love from the brothers and sisters, they will also be touched, and they will not easily depart from the church.
但是如果没有的话，这个孩子小的时候也是会在教会长大，但长大之后他就不见了，他就离开了。
But if we do not do this, then even though this child is growing up in church superficially, but once they grow up, they will leave the church.
或者是遇到试探引诱的时候，他就没办法抵挡，犯罪就走了。
Or they might encounter some kind of temptation and fall into a temptation and then they sin and they depart.
好，那第三个部分就是要能够过圣洁的生活。
The third point from these verses is that we have to live a holy life.
不沾染世俗，就是不会随波逐流，不会追求这个世界的潮流，然后去追求这个世界上的。
To keep oneself unspotted from the world means that we do not follow the trends of the world and we do not pursue the things in the world.
这个叫做行道理的人，他是真的在过一个圣洁的生活，有一个真实的虔诚，他一定会保守自己，因为将来要讲到将来要见神。
A person who truly has faith will keep themselves holy and they will practice their faith. This is true reverence because they know that one day they have to face God.
好，所以行道的人才真的蒙福的。
So only those who practice the word shall be blessed.
好，我们看第二章。
Now let's go to chapter 2.